Thank you for coming along today. This morning, the Labor caucus chose me as its new leader. I am honoured and humbled by this position. And I want to acknowledge David Cunliffe and Nanaia Mahuta, first off, for their commitment to the Labor Party and for a hard-fought campaign. It's a testament to their conduct and also the conduct of Phil Goff and Annette King that we come out of this caucus meeting today more unified and more energised than we went in. I want to also congratulate Grant Robertson as the new deputy leader and also as the senior whip, Chris Hipkins, and junior whip, Darian Fenton. I am a fresh face for Labor and I represent a fresh start for New Zealand. When I asked my colleagues for their confidence, I asked for a mandate for change. I think we need to listen much harder. I think we need to work harder and in a more unified way. And we need to reform the party so that the Labor Party becomes and holds the aspirations and hopes for New Zealanders. Labor's got a proud record, but we lost some connections. And I think of the election and think of those people who are working maybe double shifts or self-employed or on contract that simply didn't vote for us. I want to start by looking at New Zealand through a new lens of creating a clean, green, clever New Zealand, and that's my vision for New Zealand. We're going to get started as of today. I'm very open to all new ideas wherever they come from, and I want to give you one example. A couple of days ago, the Prime Minister signed a deal with the Māori Party which set up a ministerial committee on poverty. I've battled poverty all over the world. There is no excuse for poverty like that in New Zealand. And I want to call on John Key to extend that committee to all parties across the Parliament. I want to be on the committee. I think other leaders of parties should be on it as well because it is that important for New Zealand. The new Parliament sits next week, and before that time, I will be sitting with Grant and my colleagues and discussing portfolio responsibilities. As many of you know, I have not promised anybody anything during the course of this campaign. I want to look at each on their merit and their talent, and of course on the balance that we need in the party. But we do need to rejuvenate the party. And I want to just make a comment on the contest itself. This has been a fantastic event for the party in terms of bringing out members and rejuvenating enthusiasm on the ground for the party itself. But my priority in the first few weeks, few months, is to actually get out and listen to New Zealanders. I want to meet people wherever they are, on the beach, in the pubs, in the clubs, on the marae, wherever, and listen to what they want in terms of what they think the Labor Party should do in order to reconnect. We need to connect to New Zealanders much better than we have. Today is the beginning of a new start for Labor, and we begin today to work towards a victory in 2014. Thank you very much. Happy to take questions. I haven't spoken to David yet. I want to sit down and have a chat to him about what he wants, but I will see him in a very senior position because I recognise his talent and experience. Phil Goff's spoken to me about some of the things he would like to do. Again, I have to sit down and balance that off with what other people in the party want to do.
Are you able to say a bit of part of the finance?
I can't say right now. I want to sit down and have a chat to those people first. I owe it to them. And as I said, during the leadership contest, I did not promise anything to anybody. I just simply listened to what they thought they could do.
What do you think the numbers will be?
I don't know. It's a secret. It's a secret ballot, and the numbers weren't revealed, and the ballot papers have been destroyed. So there's only one person in this room who knows, and she's not telling. I was fairly confident going into the count today that I did have the numbers, but exactly the numbers I don't know.
What do you think you won over?
I think I appealed to the members of my caucus and what I represented and what I wanted to take forward as a fresh face for change for the Labor Party. I'm a Labor Party person through and through. We're a centre-left party, and I'm pretty much in the middle of that. I stand for a fresh face for Labor. I stand for a connection to New Zealand and New Zealanders. I stand for a person who will get behind this party and make it be the hopes and aspirations for all New Zealanders as well. I think we have to take a stand on the things that we believe in most, and one of those is the asset sales. We are against that, and we will lead that charge out there. But I also, one thing about being in politics in the time I've been here, I came in with an attitude of working with people, and I would like to work closely with the other opposition parties to mount a better opposition, but also to reach across and see what things we can actually help New Zealanders go forward with.
What's John Key's biggest
weakness? Oh, look, I'm not going to go where John Key's biggest weakness. He's a great communicator. He's obviously very popular. I'm hoping to bring a difference to the mix and something that will appeal to New Zealanders. For the Labor Party, what I'd like the Labor Party to become is a party of ideas. I think it's got a little bit old-fashioned in its outlook. And Moira has begun doing this a review. I want to get behind her as much as I can to be able to help her to carry that forward.
Will you change the way the party is asleep?
There's all sorts of things that we need to look at in detail, but I'm not going to go into the details yet. I'm just been installed as leader, and I need to talk with Moira and look at ways that we go forward. But we must have the Labor Party. We must grow the membership. We must grow its relevance. And we must make the Labor Party a big tent, not a small one. So we are looking for all people from right across the spectrum to come in and join us.
Are you committed to those policies that we had during the campaign, especially around capital gains and superannuation policies?
I was very happy with our policies during the campaign. I think we had a very progressive, perhaps the most progressive set of policies in a generation. We will, as we go through the next few months, we'll obviously be reviewing those, but right now I have no particular wish or desire to look at them in any detail or change them.
Is this your one shot?
We're paying only for 2014. That's the only target we have. And it's not. I'm not coming in here. I'm coming here to make a difference. That's what I've been doing all my life. I'm coming here to make a difference. And being the leader of the Labor Party is the best way to make a difference for New Zealanders. Being Prime Minister is a better way, obviously. But I'm here to make a difference.
Can you run us through how you came to be standing for leader in terms of the last 3 weeks? And did you 2 weeks ago? Were you
I put my hat in the ring. I put my hand up, and I asked my colleagues for their confidence. A week is a long time in politics. 2 weeks feels like a lifetime. And after this, they believe that they had the confidence in me to install me as leader.
So you put up your hand on Monday morning following the election?
It was Tuesday in caucus. I did. I decided that myself. I discussed it with some colleagues, but I it was effectively my own decision.
You worry about factions that have been created out of this leadership?
One thing that all, after each of the elections of the various people, everybody spoke of was moving forward together, a united caucus. I think we will move together united. I believe that we will stand for a united caucus going forward, and I think we'll be much stronger as a result of it.
Do you trust Labour?
Absolutely, he's Labour man.
What does Grant Robertson run
Good looks, Audrey. Apart from his good looks. He brings a long experience of both working in the party, working in the Prime Minister's office, working in ministers' offices, working here in the opposition as well, and in responsible roles. In many ways, he complements some of the things that I bring as well.
When the House sits around this time next week, will the portfolio be allocated, and will this be, Labor will take its seats as it will for the next 3 years? Is that your
point? That's my intention, John. Yeah, I'd want to get the portfolio mix done before Parliament sits on Tuesday, so everybody knows where they are. And then we take it forward from there, and then they have the Christmas break to think about their new portfolio areas, perhaps, if they're getting those. They have a bit of time to read and reflect over that time.
So do you expect a lot of change in terms of front bench and portfolio allocation?
There will be change. I can guarantee you that. Well, it's yet to be seen, but I can guarantee change. We've already got change. The top two have changed completely. Sorry? I haven't offered anybody anything, but the Māori caucus is incredibly important for the Labour Party, and it's going forward.
Have you had no impact on the next 18 months or so? Someone
else? We'll take that as it comes, Derek. Thanks. We'll take it as it comes. We're going forward on the basis that we're unified. We have a single leadership, and it's a leadership that will, I think, signify change to everybody. Thank you very much.